Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Sprague. University of Montana officially locking in its football future. Athletic Director Kent Haslam saying that head coach Bobby Kennedy has agreed to a new four-year contract, which will keep him at the head of the Grizzly football program through the 2029 season. A new report out today is challenging the narrative surrounding Montana's climate. The assessment published by the Heartland Institute argues that while Montana has warmed by about 2.5 degrees since 1900, the data suggests the trend isn't necessarily creating a climate crisis. According to the report, the warming trend is driven largely by a reduction in extremely cold days rather than an increase in dangerous heat. Study highlights the number of days reaching 95 degrees or higher has not increased, nor has the frequency of very warm nights. The report claims there is no upward trend in Montana wildfires either, and points to record-breaking agricultural yields across the state as evidence of a resilient environment. If people are always raving about your huckleberry pie or jam or insist you make the best bread they've ever tasted, there are some little-known opportunities to turn those food fans into customers. Tracy Taylor explains Montana's law, which helps small food producers.
Montana residents looking to turn a favorite recipe into extra income may have more opportunities than they realize. Under Montana's Cottage Food Laws and Local Food Choice Act, many homemade foods can be legally sold directly to consumers from a home kitchen. Depending on the product, registration, labeling, and sales restrictions may apply. State officials encourage would-be food entrepreneurs to learn the rules before selling homemade goods at farmers markets, roadside stands, or other direct sales locations. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And a new recreational hub taking shape in the Flathead, the Whitefish Community Foundation and local Kalispell Rotary Clubs announcing a combined $200,000 donation for the development of Ashley Creek Park. It's going to be one of the first fully accessible playgrounds in the Flathead, featuring sensory-friendly and wheelchair-inclusive equipment. This is the Montana State News Network.